As always, here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, we so enjoy to have Jenna Harner on our Friday episodes. But Jenna Harner had some exclusive access. She had a one-on-one with Art Rooney II himself. We're going to ask her what that interview was about, what it was like. We're going to get some key quotes from that interview so you can hear some of the perspective of how the Steelers might be tackling things differently or the same moving into this upcoming offseason. A lot of that right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and especially on YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button on the video if you enjoy. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel to get all of our daily Monday to Friday episodes, as well as our bonus content. We thank you for making the Locked On Steelers podcast your first listen every day. Today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. As I said before, we're joined by Jenna Harner. She's back as always on Fridays. Jenna, how you doing today?
Chris, I am wonderful. Happy Friday. Oh my gosh, it's weird. It's no real football, but Pro Bowl games this weekend, which will be a blast. And now we just kind of, everybody gets to like take that breath ahead of the Super Bowl, but it's been great. It's been awesome. And I'm glad to be back here with you.
Same here, same here. We've done a lot of focus on the Senior Bowl this week because that was where a lot of the prospects were and, you know, where a lot of evaluation. We've had guys like Alan Saunders, Mike DeFabo, Noah Strackbine. They've all been on here. But I wanted to take a break from that to talk to you about your interview with Art Rooney II anyone you guys can find at WPXI, where Jenna works, Channel 11 here in Pittsburgh. But Jenna, I wanted to talk to you about this interview because there were some really interesting points there that you put, that you got to Mr. Rooney to say. And when I heard him say a few things, and there were some things that were very interesting, he talked a little bit more about defense than offense as far as the offseason plans. Can you kind of explain to our listeners and viewers what that quote was and what you took from what he was saying about this offseason's focus?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, there was kind of a lot we talked about. You know, we sat down one-on-one. He does, you know, he meets with the writers after the season is over in a closed setting. And then each television station in Pittsburgh gets, you know, one interview with him. So we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with him. But there was a ton of interesting things that kind of came out of all of this. But one of the most interesting parts of it was when we were talking about, you know, who they're looking to target. And, you know, I said, look, you know, when it comes to draft specifically, and I know you're not going to give me, hey, you know, at 17th overall, we're going here, the 32nd overall, we're going here. But I, you know, basically said, and what, you know, in his mind, positionally, what are some of the areas that they really want to target in the draft? And his answer was intriguing to me just because of the direction that he went with it. You know, he said, classic, you know, the Steelers are looking for good players. They're not really focused on specific positions, but he dove right into the defense. He said, and I'm quoting this from my transcript, you know, we're at this point, at least right now, we're not focused on particular positions, but on the defensive side of the ball, I feel we could use help at all levels. I'd say whether it's D-line, linebacker, defensive back, I think we'll be looking at, you know, the best opportunities, the best available athletes, if you will, at those positions as we get closer to the draft. And then he went on to talk about offense, and just mentioned the offensive line, but it was really intriguing to me that he was so focused defensively specifically.
I agree. That is very interesting, especially considering the defense. You know, everyone brought up that the Steelers had the most expensive defense this year. They spent $109 million on the defense as far as salary caps that totaled up throughout the year. You already have T.J. Watt. You already have Minkah Fitzpatrick. You already have Cam Hayward. But I do think that there's an interesting thought here because there's been the assertion that, you know, offense is what's going to win championships in today's NFL. And the question, I think, is, do defense still – that's always been the classic. Does defense win – defense wins championships. That's always been the thing. And, hey, great Steelers defenses have been behind every single Super Bowl that this franchise has won to win the most Super Bowls in NFL history. But is that still the focus? Some people think no, because they look at offensive minded coaches who have been doing well in the playoffs as of late. But I go and I look back at that AFC Championship game, and I see two defenses rocking, playing very well, playing really strong. And it made me wonder if, yeah, we pay a lot of attention to Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes ended up, you know, being the better quarterback in that game. But, you know, is the defense still the thing that you kind of need to focus on while you let this younger offense kind of grow into who they're going to be?
And that's exactly what I asked him too. Another one of the questions I asked him, I said, you know, there is so much talk because, like you said, the Steelers did have the highest paid defense last year. Art Rooney, classically, the Steelers too have been that defensively oriented team. And I said, do you still believe in 2023 with the fact that there's been such a shift in the NFL towards the offense specifically? Do defenses still win championships? And he said, you know, I definitely still think you have to have a solid defense. When you look at the Chiefs and the Eagles, obviously the two teams in the Super Bowl, they both have pretty strong defenses. It's really an important key to the puzzle. He did note, though, that the rules have changed a little bit and obviously now really do favor the offense, no doubt. But he went back to defense and said, you have to be able to defend. You got to hold teams in the low 20s, maybe 10, maybe teens, you know, high teens. And if you do that in terms of points, you put yourself in a good position to have a chance to win. So the Steelers do still clearly feel that defense is a very big part of what they do. And I think that reflects obviously the money that they're allotting to guys like TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case, but I also wonder if part of this is the plan to become cheaper on defense, because the way that you become cheaper is by getting guys on rookie deals who can play. Because that's what if you look back at the Steelers defense this year, you had Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi, TJ Watt, Cameron Sutton, Akella Witherspoon, Levi Wallace, Miles Jack, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Terrell, all those guys are not on rookie deals. The only guys who really were playing significant time on rookie deals were Devin Bush and Alex Highsmith, I believe. And then DeMarvin Leal came in, but he was, you know, again, a rookie. But I think there might be some emphasis there to be like, you know what? You do need to get younger on defense so that you're not having to allocate so much of your free agency money into that area. And maybe this way, if they can hit on a cornerback, they don't need to spend on four veteran cornerbacks the way that they have over the past year. If you hit on linebacker, maybe you don't have to spend $11 million on getting a free agent guy, you know, linebacker like Miles Jack to come in and kind of have to carry that group. Maybe you don't have to go get a Larry Ogunjobi if you've naturally grown your guys. And I do think that that's part of the formula here that the Steelers are trying to address. I just also wonder if, how do you still fix the offense while you're doing that, if you're drafting defense and then still spending defense, at least for these upcoming teams?
Yeah, and I think that's a big question too, just in terms of what they're going to do draft strategy wise and how they're potentially going to look at those 17th and 32nd overall picks, because, you know, it's no secret, everybody knows realistically, it's basically the equivalent of two first round picks for the Steelers. Obviously, of course, that 32nd round pick being the first pick in the second round because of Miami losing a pick. But in reality, you have those picks, and Art Rooney II stressed how important those are. And I think that that's obviously, you know, everybody looks at that face value and says, of course, but they are going to have to determine how to allocate those. Are you going to go for a guy on the offensive line that you know you can really build around? Because when you look at the skill positions offensively, we know for a fact the Steelers are pretty set in a lot of those areas offensively, but the defensive side can improve. And when you're getting guys, like you've mentioned, on rookie contracts, it's different.
I hear you. It is different when you look at those. I want to talk more about some of the things that you talked about with Art Rooney in your exclusive interview that you did, because I think there's some interesting points there, and specifically about the Eagles and the Chiefs and how they've handled things, and maybe some of part of the plans the Steelers have this offseason. We'll address all of that right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. So don't go anywhere. But first, we got to talk to you guys about our sponsors at LinkedIn. LinkedIn, of course, is the number one place that people go to find jobs. This means that's the number one place that you need to go to as an employer to find future hires. These days, every potential hire can feel like a big gamble on your part, especially if you're a small business, but that's where LinkedIn Jobs is here to come in and take the gamble away and make it a certainty. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then just add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile, and then that'll spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Jenna Harner of WPXI Channel 11 in Pittsburgh. Jenna, I want to talk to more about your interview with Art Rooney and some of the things he said, because he talked about, you know, the Chiefs and the Eagles and what they're doing. And I do think it'll be interesting to see how much of the Steelers, what they try to do. They went and got Andy Weidel, a guy who worked in that front office of the Eagles, who, you know, as much as what people want to talk about them and their recent success, their front office did a really good job assembling a core that was able to take them this year, and not just this year, but back in 20, if it was 16, when they played, or no, it was 2017, one of those years when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it was just about 6 or 7 years ago where they had it, and they've had that kind of span where it took them a bit to rebuild, but they've kept guys like Jason Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, guys that control the line of scrimmage. What are the parts of those teams that they're trying, that the Steelers might try to emulate?
And that's exactly, again, you lead into it so perfectly, but that was something I was really intrigued about that I asked Art Rooney a second. I was like, you know, when you look at those teams, the Chiefs, the Eagles, even you can take it a step back, and the Bengals, the Niners, what do those teams have that either the Steelers feel that they don't have or that they need more of? And Art Rooney the second went immediately to the lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball and just stressed how important that was. And it's so true. You know, he said, you know, there's no doubt they have strong rosters from almost top to bottoms on both sides. They're strong in the line of scrimmage. That's something we need to build on. We need to be strong up front. Those are the things that we're going to be looking at in the offseason. And you and I and fans alike know that, you know, those trenches, that's where you win and lose games. And yeah, looking at the Eagles in particular, because I've done a little more deep diving into them than I have the Chiefs as of late, but they are so solid on both sides of the ball, on those lines, in those trenches. You have guys that absolutely love to just go to battle, and not saying that the guys on the Steelers don't, but you just have guys that constantly are so good at what they do and that they can, you know, give so much money to be able to, you know, those guys. And obviously getting a guy like Hassan Reddick is going to be, he's going to make a big impact on the Eagles as well. But no doubt that was something that, you know, when it came to looking at the run defense, or when it came to looking at the offensive line, those were two big areas of concern for the Steelers this season. And obviously we looked at the stretch at the end of the year and saw the success that both of those sides had, but that's where games are won and lost. And you look at the Bengals and you look at how they weren't able to protect Joe Burrow, and you see what happens in those types of situations. You have to be able to protect your quarterback, and at the same time, you have to be able to limit your opponent from running the football as much as they would like to, and you have to make them, you know, a one-dimensional team. And so that's really where a lot of this starts from. And I think you look at a guy like Andy Weidel and the success he had in building those trenches in Philly. I think a lot of Steelers fans, and I think probably the front office too, including Art Rooney, hopes that they can emulate that a little bit, whether it's through free agency and through the draft, probably the combination of the two, to get better in those areas.
I'm right with you on that. It's something that we've been preaching here in the Locked On Steelers podcast, is that you don't necessarily need to have the most high-flying offense out there. I know people coming into the season thought that's what would be what would dominate, you know, the Bills with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Gabe Davis, you know, the Bengals with their attack. And certainly the Chiefs have made the Super Bowl, but again, they made it with only three of their receivers even being active against the Bengals at the end of the game there. They made it because their defense forced two interceptions and was huge in that game to come up with some big plays. You know, so I look at that and I say, man, like, you know, they're still meat on that bone. And again, look at the Eagles. Jalen Hurts did not have spectacular numbers. And, you know, the Eagles, by and large, ran the ball, stopped the run, got after the quarterback. And yes, the Niners had their own situation, but you know, it with Brock Purdy going down, and he was already their third, fourth string quarterback, whoever. But you know, even when Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance were there, the Niners were trying to be a run first football team that did those same things on defense. I do think that this fits the mold of where the NFL, I think a lot of teams are going to try to go, and the Steelers want to be one of the teams that are the best at getting it there. And why not get a guy from a front office like Andy Weidel, like the Eagles, who have found success in getting there. And, you know, the Steelers, they were there, you know, back when Ben Roethlisberger was a younger player. But, you know, when you have a veteran quarterback, they decided to, hey, we'll curtail this whole roster around getting him all the weapons he needs and getting him all the players he needs. And in doing that, the defense laxed for a little bit. Now they've got defensive stars. Now they just need to kind of fill in the holes there on the defense. But there's also questions about how they're going to spend in free agency right now, Jenna. And there's players that they've kind of that they might lose to free agency if they don't act on them before the deadline hits. Did R. Rooney give you any sort of sense of, like, if there was any player in particular who they might be protecting?
Yeah, and this was something that I really did press on, because there has been so much question about Cam Sutton. And, you know, is he, it seems like he is one of the pieces that no doubt Steelers fans and, you know, us as journalists and reporters and see, you know, he, in my opinion, at least too, is a essential cog of that defense, mm-hmm. especially in the veteran leadership he brings, the season he had, the way he's played over the last handful of years. And so, you know, I asked Art Rooney, you know, starting with free agency, there's probably some key players, especially defensively, that are pending free agents. And I asked him, you know, what are the immediate priorities? And he said, you know, well, we're still really in the evaluation process. They obviously don't know who is going to become available from the other 31 teams and if what's going to impact them there. He said, there's really a lot more study. He goes, but clearly we have some of our own free agents we're going to want to target to re-sign. And so then I followed up and I said, how much importance are you stressing on those guys like Cam Sutton, like Larry Ogunjobi? And you could see him kind of have a little bit of, you know, his face got a little soft. And again, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you could just see him kind of be like, smile a little bit and, you know, say, you know, hey, we'd like to bring guys back if we can. He said, we spent time with those guys, particularly Cam Sutton. They drafted him. They developed him as a Steeler. He did tell me, though, he thinks that that Cam truly wants to come back to the Steelers. And he said, so it's great to be able to get those kinds of back. It does depend on the market and what it says and what other opportunities he might have and how we can make all these things fit under their salary cap constraints. He goes, but clearly there are some guys, our veteran guys, that we want to bring back. So I take everything with a grain of salt, and I never try to, you know, completely assume anything, because we all know what happens. But it did seem in that conversation like Cam Sutton is a guy of importance that this team wants to bring back, that they want have on their roster, as they should.
As they should. I think they should want to have him back. The question will be, how can they make a number work for them? Because you look at their salary cap constraints right now, and we'll do shows in the near future about more about these numbers to get into the specifics. As of now, officially for 2023, according to overthecap.com, the Steelers have a little over $1 million in free cap space. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't have money to spend, because they can easily free up over $12 million by letting go William Jackson III, who's currently on his contract. And then there's a lot of things that they could do. Akella Witherspoon would free up $4 million. Mitch Trubisky would free up $8 million. There's been talks about him wanting to go somewhere else. And there's a lot of guys who you could try to negotiate. You can, you know, probably free up about $5 million and by doing some restructuring of just your top few guys that you're paying already. So there's things they can do to mess with the cap, bring it down, get some more space, and then go get guys. I mean, essentially, you could probably even pay Cam Sutton around the wage that you're expecting to pay William Jackson III's numbers read right now if you really wanted to. Yeah. But I think it's going to get interesting to see, you know, can they get Cam Sutton to a number that helps them go get an extra free agent signee, whether it's an offensive lineman or, you know, bringing back Ogunjobi or just getting another person altogether. Because to me, the Steelers, you know, we're going to talk about this a lot all offseason, but they have a lot of needs. Like, you could point to linebacker, offensive line, defensive line, cornerback. You can even, so many people still point to wide receiver. You know, there's still questions. Who's the number two tight end on this team? Because we all know Pat Freiermuth was that guy. But, you know, Connor Hayward, I'm not sure, is, you know, he's made some really good plays, but do you want him to be your pure number two tight end? I just, you know, I think, you know, Zach Gentry, you know, he's done a really good job as being that number two guy, but he's someone else that, you know, has to get paid at some point. So lots of different questions about the Steelers as far as what their priorities are going to be. But it is interesting to see that Cam Sutton, a homegrown product who Mike Tomlin has said they value those type of guys. He was drafted by the Steelers in 2017. He's hung around the entire time, developed into a really good player and a solid vocal leader. I think those are the guys that they try to keep.
No, I completely agree too. And that's something, you know, we hear all the time. They want those voices in that locker room. And it is interesting just to kind of see, and as we've seen throughout the season, you know, a little bit of the changing in the guard where Cam Hayward kind of is that, you know, I always joke, I'm like, I'm not calling Cam Hayward old. Cam, do not say anything, but he is a little bit of that elder statesman in a sense. So, you know, they value those veteran guys so much, those voices in that room, especially too. I feel like there is going to be a lot more, shake up might not be the right word, but there's going to be different personnel that we see on the defensive side of the ball this year compared to the offensive side, just because of the stability that they have when it comes to the skill positions offensively. But, you know, keeping a guy like Cam Sutton, keeping a veteran voice in that room is going to be so crucial for when they do bring in younger guys. And if they do draft a cornerback with that 17th or 32nd pick, a younger guy, to have someone like Cam Sutton to play alongside, to bring him up to speed, because it's so hard, obviously, for corners to get up to speed in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But I think that this seems like something that Art Rooney II really just wanted to stress. And I feel like, again, you know, we don't know, we don't have a crystal ball, but I feel like out of their free agents, Cam Sutton is going to be someone that they prioritize and that they prioritize pretty highly.
I imagine that. So, you know, he's one of those guys that they'd probably pay money for, but you're right. They need a person to groom whoever one of those new cornerbacks that they draft this year. And I do anticipate them drafting a cornerback or two, as we talked about with Noah Strackbine yesterday on the Thursday episode of the Locked On Steelers podcast. But I got a couple more questions for Jenna about her interview with Art Rooney. We'll do that in just a minute here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. But first, we got to talk to you guys about TurboTax, because we are sponsored by TurboTax. Go to TurboTax right now and don't do your taxes. Listen to me carefully. Don't do your taxes. You'll meet with an expert who'll do them for you. TurboTax tax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so that you can do not taxes. You can show your eyes things that are not taxes. You could unpack a moving box of not taxes. You could taste not taxes. You can sing taxes a lullaby, sing not taxes a lullaby, or you can sing your taxes a lullaby in the time that you have. You can hope that not taxes sleeps through the night. You can grab a saddle and ride not taxes into the sunset. Point is, with TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so you can relax and it feels good to be done with your taxes, right? So come to TurboTax and don't do your taxes by visiting TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes required. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, Chris Carter with WPXI's Jenna Harner here on the show. Jenna, in continuing your talk with Art Rooney, you got into a little bit about the front office side of things. What were some of the things that he said about his opinion on how things are going to go? This is because, remember, Kevin Colbert still ran last year's draft process, because the draft process starts as soon as the last one ends. So when people were wondering, why is Kevin Colbert drafting the last class, you know, last year, that was because that process started way back in the spring of 2021. Now we're here in 2023. Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, they've had time to work it. The Steelers scouts have been out and about. They've been talking to guys. They're still talking to guys. But now is going to be the time where the nitty gritty, we're going to start to see all the things come into effect. We're going to start to see the meetings. We start to learn who's getting their pro day visits. What were some of the things that they said that already explained about what his outlook on Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and how they'd handle the Steelers front office?
Well, one of the things that intrigued me the most is, I guess I'm going to like I'll backtrack after I say this, because this is like one of the biggest parts of all of it. But, you know, he said, you know, there are going to be some different, there's different voices, different opinions in the room than there have been, just because of the fact that there is a new group of scouts. He goes, we have some old and some new, which I don't know if a lot of fans knew. We obviously knew a little bit, but there's new personnel among those scouts and that are going to be in that war room come draft day. And so I asked, you know, does Art Rooney feel like there might be any changes to the draft process and the way that we see the Steelers draft strategy and things along those lines? And he said, well, you know, there's different opinions and different voices in the room, so that'll be a change. He goes, but there is a little bit of a different schedule from the past years that Omar and Andy are going with. And he, you know, pumped the brakes a little bit and said, you know, I don't think anything's going to be dramatically different, but there might be some different twists to it, which I think is really intriguing. And I know a lot of people have kind of looked at it as, you know, the analytics side of things and the way that Omar Khan and Andy Weidel both are guys that value those in a lot of different ways compared to the way things have been in the past. But I think that also just might be kind of a general shift with the league in itself and with the utilization of new technology. But that was super intriguing to me just because of the fact that it's like, I'm, you know, I obviously didn't have all the time in the world, and he wasn't going to give specifics about, oh, what are there going to be those differences? But the fact that he said, and obviously this was on the record and this is for public use and knowledge, but there might be some different twists, that really does intrigue me. And just the way that the Steelers attack this, and could that mean trades? Could that mean, you know, trading up, trading those types of things? I just found it very intriguing, and I'm hanging on those words a little bit more than I think I probably should be.
No, I do find it. I don't think you're hanging on to those too much. I'm right with you, because here's one thing. Art Rooney, we know the Steelers. They will say things to, you know, placate, to things, to be like, hey, yes, we acknowledge these are the things, but they're not trying to give up their inner plans. You know, the Steelers are going to try, and as much as there's times that they do telegraph where they're going to go, and these are the things that might be interesting to see how they change. There used to be a formula where if the Steelers, if Mike Tomlin and the full staff didn't visit, you know, a guy's pro day, they weren't being the first round pick for the Steelers, you know. And for the last couple of years, it's kind of been, you know, people thought, you know, 2 years ago when they drafted Najee Harris, it was kind of obvious. They courted him a lot at the Senior Bowl. It was a lot of that. It was very front forward. People thought that was going to repeat last year when the guy that they were courting a lot was Malik Willis. It wasn't, because they went with Kenny Pickett, and, you know, history's been set in those terms. But I do wonder if there's going to be a different strategy, maybe not even in the appearance, but how they attack going after different players and which players they put their value into. Because you're right, like, the Steelers' system of finding talent isn't broken. It didn't need to be completely rebuilt from the ground up. But maybe there's just a few tweaks at the top where they're going to be like, hey, you know what? You know, we've amassed our big board in the same way. We've gotten these guys, but this is where we're going to put our final value in. And I think that'll be interesting to see how that plays out in for the Steelers, is where do they put value over others? You know, we've seen them, you know, kind of favor drafting linebackers over cornerbacks for years. Does that change? You know, we see them lately put a lot of stock in wide receivers over the past several years. Does that change? I do wonder. And, you know, people, we talked about just yesterday on the show, the Steelers have been notorious for drafting cornerbacks who didn't work out for them in the long run. Does that change? I think a lot of those are going to be interesting testing points for Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, and the Steelers front office.
Yeah, absolutely. And also Art Rooney too expressed his confidence in Omar and said, you know, there's kind of a reason that they brought in Omar and why he eventually got that GM position is because he's been here for so long. And he said, you know, they're not looking to tear it down and start over, but they're always looking for new ideas. They're always looking for things that they can improve on. And I think hearing him say that too is kind of him being like, look, we're not going to completely change how we do things. We're not going to be, you know, other teams that just make chaotic and crazy moves like we've seen over the last handful of years in the NFL as a whole. But he said there might be a little bit of a different approach. And I think that that's something Steelers fans should probably really welcome, because that, you know, he also said, you know, basically the extent of like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But there's going to be some little tweaks that, like you mentioned, are probably going to be something that can be something they look back on and say, hey, this was something that we really are happy that we did.
I do wonder. And again, we got to see what those tweaks will be. And what's funny is, we're sitting here saying this now. It is early February of 2023. We don't know who they're drafting. No. And then when they draft this draft, they might go against it the next draft. This is still a long – we had 20 years to study Kevin Colbert and how he ran his front office. So we were very used to how things were going. And if you studied it, you had a good sense of, hey, they're going this direction. Hey, they're going that direction. You know, I predicted that they were going to pick draft Najee Harris with a lot of people. And, that turned out to be right. I'm not so sure where Omar Khan's going in the situation because I don't know what this front office values as far as putting things to Mike Tomlin. We do know Mike Tomlin's the guy that does go in there and say, this is who we're going with. And they kind of make that move based off of that. But how they assemble their big board, the value that they have, the arguments that they have when they have amassed all their information, those are going to be the things that I think will be interesting to find out how they change and what tone, how that leads to a different tone in how they assemble talent to field for their offense and their defense.
Yeah. And it is just going to be one of those, like you've said, too, it is going to be kind of a, I don't think it's going to be as new as people think, but it is going to be really intriguing to see something that we haven't seen in 20 years because of the stability that Kevin Colbert had. And I think that, again, the Steelers having Omar Khan, who's been in that room for the majority of those years, that's going to be something, you know, it's not going to be a total deviation, but, you know, they might do some things that are intriguing, and it is going to just be fun to see how the whole process plays out. And Art Rooney II agreed. He's like, he's excited. He told me how excited he is just to kind of see all of, you know, what happens to it and how the process kind of all unfolds. And I think a lot of Steelers fans share that same sentiment.
Absolutely. Jenna, thank you so much. If you want to check out Jenna's interview, which she did with Art Rooney, they did an amazing segment on it. You can follow her on Twitter, but you can also check it out at WPXI.com. Jenna, let people know how they can find you, follow you, and other things that you might be working on coming up for Channel 11.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at JennaHarner11, Instagram Jenna_Harner. On WPXI, our website, we have a bunch of stuff, including that interview that will be there. And I'm trying to think of what I'm working on. It's kind of crazy. This is a very strange time. I'm so used to when we were at the Steelers facility, I was talking with some of the guys there that are fantastic. And I was saying, you know, it's so weird. We're used to being so regimented, and now it's like, wait a second, what do I do with my time? But I'm working on a couple cool feature stories. I know that you highlighted Deslin Alexander and all the incredible work he did with Pitt Football and raising all the incredible money he did for his fifth down campaign that eventually goes to Haiti. So I talked with him as he's training for the draft, and I talked with the Pittsburgh Kids Foundation, but we're putting that together leading up to potentially him being he is one of the three finalists for the Jason Witten Award. It's the College Man of the Year, which will be announced later this month. And so we're kind of leading into that with that really cool story, but we got a couple things in the works, so it'll be fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Check out all of Jenna Harner's work at Channel 11 WPXI. Thank you, Jenna, for joining us for the Friday episode here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Check out this show all Monday through Friday, all things here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, everywhere you get podcasts audio-wise, or you can check us out on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoy it. Subscribe to this YouTube channel to get all of our daily content here on the episode. You can also read my work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, where I cover Pitt athletics, all things Pitt sports. Pitt basketball is doing pretty well. You can check out all our work on that right there. But we'll be back Monday with more on your Pittsburgh Steelers, recapping also the Senior Bowl, what we learned from there and what was going on with some of the prospects that might have stood out. All that and more going into next week. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody, from the Locked On Steelers podcast.